This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening, nice to be here. The time here in the, where are we? Toronto, that's it, is 7 minutes past nine. My name is Vinny. Sorry, you'll have to forgive me. Last week I started the show a little bit all over the shop because I had a cold. This week the cold's gone, but I cut my finger open today. So I'm a bit of a girl when it comes to this type of thing. Actually, that's derogatory to girls. I'm not. I'm a bit of a small, white, fluffy dog that's just been trodden on. You know when a dog goes, meow! That was the sort of noise that I've been making for most of the day. I nearly went to hospital, but then I realised that it really isn't that big a deal. But I have got a bit of a cut on the finger. And, I mean, let's be honest, life could be worse. But it's very deep. I showed it to Pei, and she dry-heaved, which was nice. I wish I'd have done it on the radio, really. It was more than a quality radio. Yeah, good old dry heave from her. So she'll be great in a crisis if ever you need one. Not a crisis. No one ever needs a crisis, but if ever you need someone in a crisis. So who am I? What's going on? And all that kind of stuff. It's an hour-long show, so better get on with it, really. You can phone it, the show. Me, really, ultimately, I suppose. 416-872-1010 is the number to call. And you can press Star Talk 8255. You can do that. And you can text us all the way through the show on 71010. It's live. I'm here. It's all happening. What's coming up, I hear you ask?
What's coming up?
Well, we've got... I want to investigate tweets and fake Facebook friends. The world of social media that we've become so accustomed to may be slightly more false than we thought. So we're going to look at that. And a fantastic invention. I'm using fantastic as a word to describe it. Is it? It's the iPad holder toilet paper dispenser, which encourages you to email and surf the web whilst having a poo. Or any other bodily function that you might carry out on the toilet. It's something that we'll investigate a little bit further, but not too deep. A quick weather warning as well. I suppose you already know about this, but I should tell you there are a couple of hours of freezing rain likely overnight. I'll just tell you about that, and I might give you a little heads up about it later. But basically, we've got significant, is the term, freezing rain over eastern Ontario overnight. Risk of a flash freeze for tomorrow morning. But I, you know, there's quite a lot on the Environment Canada website that makes you go, huh? Huh? Oh, no. Oh, God, not again. No! No! I love power. And then you get to the end of it, and it says, this is not expected to be anything like the recent severe ice storm. So, mild panic, and then resume, keep calm, carry on, etc. So, good. That's that. Yeah, I've got a condom on my thumb. It's not an actual condom, but it was given to me by the, well, say given. It was sold to me by the man in Shoppers Drug Mart earlier, who... Men are really rubbish at sympathy, aren't they? I wanted a sort of mid-20s sexy woman, ideally in high heels, probably seen too much porn, who would, you know, look after my every possible, well, not every possible, but certainly every medical need. And it didn't really work out that way. I was a sort of a grumpy old man. And I showed him my thumb, and he said, what you need for that is a condom. At which point I said, no, I think you'll find this is a thumb. And then I understood what he meant. It's essentially a small plastic coating, a bit like a condom for perhaps someone that's not well endowed. I wouldn't possibly know. But it fits over the thumb. And the idea is I think it keeps everything together because it is a terrible deep cut. I won't describe it in graphic detail, but let's just say there's half my nail missing. Yeah? It was gross, dude.
Dude. It was totally gross. It, like, totally freaked me out.
I winced. I winced and winced and winced. So that's that. All right. Fake Twitter and fake Facebook. Is that the world we're living in? These days, many people measure their prestige and social standing, not just by their real-world influence, but also their online one. I was in a pub the other day, and I overheard a man saying, well, that's nothing. I've got 1,500 Facebook friends. So I did us all a favour, and I shot him. Oh, no, that was in my mind. But I did actually hear that, and it just makes me feel sick when I hear stuff like this. But it's true. You know, we're all sort of battling away, trying to impress each other in the real world, why would it ever be any different in the online world? Journalists, politicians, celebrities in particular are known to be very competitive about who has the most followers and friends on social networks like Twitter and Facebook. And here in the radio world, I'm shocked to say this, Newstalk 1010 is an outstanding organisation, but it's not unheard of that if you're going for a job for a radio station, then they'll say, how many Twitter followers have you got? Which is a bit scary because I've got about 6. So luckily, the Newstalk 1010 bods had the outstanding courage and audacity to realise that my incredible talents with my show will, of course, obscure crap that I could spew out on Twitter. Oh, that's what I like to think when I go to bed at night. But yeah, we've got a world here where people are starting to buy friends and starting to buy followers. And here's a man that actually sells this stuff.
Buying fake is merely a vehicle to get to where you need to go. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What he's offering is bots. Fake accounts controlled by software, which will follow me and retweet me, boosting my impact on Twitter.
Baltic states, India, these guys are out there with massive amounts of Twitter accounts. So if you wanted 10,000 followers, it'd be about $10.
Wow, as cheap as that. Is what you're doing legal?
Correct.
But you are still breaking the terms of service people sign with Twitter that says no bots, no automation in any circumstances.
You risk suspension of your account. Most definitely. Most definitely.
We'll snippet from an interview there with a guy. I wanted to find him myself and ask him questions, but of course these people don't surface very often and they don't really like to chat about what they do. Not illegal, but they certainly don't want to draw more attention to themselves. But this guy sells fake Twitter followers all around the world. And what's interesting about this guy, I found, was that he probably does very well out of it. Because despite the fact it might only be $5 for 5,000 followers, when you're getting thousands on thousands and thousands and thousands, and you own all the accounts, and you've got bots and programs written to make sure that all you have to do is press a few keys, and then whoever has asked for the followers gets them immediately, it ain't a lot of work. So good for him. Although it does make you somewhat question the whole thing, doesn't it? First text in said, Vinny, use twitcleaner.com and scan Justin Trudeau's Twitter name. Half of his 150,000 followers are fake. Now, I'm reading that out from a text message that someone's put in. I don't know if it's true, but I'll tell you what, it certainly wouldn't surprise me. I did it the other day. There's a website called Fiverr.com where anyone will do anything, and yeah, I actually do mean anything, for $5. It's remarkable what you can do. So I bought some Twitter. No, I didn't buy any in the end, but I've still got the 4 that I always had, but I nearly bought, and I certainly investigated, buying some extra ones. And you can buy them. And then, of course, there's fake Facebook followers. If you haven't seen the outstanding movie, it was a few years ago, it was a documentary movie called Catfish. You see that? It's amazing. And that really shone a light on how people are creating fake Facebook accounts. And there's a lot of money in that too, because the more likes you get. So you've got a question when you go on these companies' website and they've got 500,000 likes. How many of these are just bots? Or, in fact, people that are sometimes paid to just press like over and over again and get a very small amount of money at the end of it. So Facebook have put up on their site 10 ways to detect a fake Facebook account. This is some guides if you want some help in spotting people that have popped up on your Facebook and you're not sure if they're real. Facebook says you have to look for photos in the profile. There is only one photo of the individual, possibly, then it's probable that the account is fake. Look for their status updates and wall posts and comments. If the user hasn't updated a status for quite a long time, it's probably fake. Look for the recent activities. If it's a user that has been adding randomers, good English, Facebook, and making new friends, then you're probably going to find that they're fake. Check out the friend list. If it's a maximum, if found that maximum of all the friends are of the opposite gender, then it's assumed that the profile is used either for fun or perhaps random dating. Check out the info. If there's no info at all on school, workplace, all that kind of shenanigans, then perhaps it's fake. Check the birth date. And if it's something very obvious, like the first of the particular year, then it's probably fake because it was just easy to type in. Fake profiles of girls usually have no contact information, of course. And also look for recent wall posts as well. Try browsing Google for some random picture profiles as well. You can take the picture of the person, stick it up on Google, and it will search the web for that picture. Now, what I would say, ultimately, reject anyone you don't know and reject plenty of people you do know as well. being on Facebook is just like being on a train, really. Many people are arseholes. So some are unintelligent and some have poor hygiene. And most are, frankly, just incredibly uninteresting. So I think we can condense all that advice down to, if someone pops up, they look a bit shady, then don't be friends with them. Of course, unless you're incredibly desperate, vulnerable and lonely, in which case you can say yes, but it really won't do you any favours down the pub that weekend. Now, the slightly more peculiar thing about all this is we've got fake Facebook accounts, we've got fake Twitter accounts, but what about Instagram? Well, it's not so much a concern about fake Instagram accounts, but there is a concern about the site that's owned, by the way, by Facebook, usually associated with selfie photos or amusing memes or pictures of cats. Cats are funny. But actually, there's a darker side, and this has become a marketplace for illicit goods. Instagram isn't quite what you think it is sometimes. So long as you know the right hashtags to search, thousands of pictures showing drugs on offer can be found on Instagram by searching keywords. In response to this investigation, Instagram has blocked searches for certain terms associated with suspected illegal sale of drugs via its service. But there's still plenty of ways of getting around it. So what I want to know is, what can you find on Instagram on the black market?
On Instagram and others, one can find lots of illegal drugs. If you know how to search for a term using a hashtag that corresponds, for instance, to a drug, then you can come up with lots and lots of entries that have very clear photographs and directions for how to acquire these drugs. And this is something that's happened on the internet for a long time, but it's now happening very graphically in social media sites.
How the mechanics of this works is, if I'm a potential customer, I would punch in the hashtag, I would be able to identify the people who are posting pictures, then I would follow the user and from his profile be able to identify another contact point, something that is linked to an identity. From there you make the transaction on that platform and off Instagram. So it's kind of a two-stage process.
In the offline, you might think about the public park in your town or city where you might imagine drugs are being sold, and often they are, and often the police know about it and do what they can to enforce it. But social media sites, which are held by private companies, are often the public parks online where illegal things are happening. I think there's a fair amount of pressure increasingly, though, on platforms to help carry out some of these law enforcement activities, and that's something going forward that we'll see much more around.
It's Instagram there, but perhaps it's accidentally selling goods that are available on the black market. If you know how, then you might well be able to get hold of them. Interesting how this all pans out. And one thing that we always go back to whenever we talk about tech on this program, or any other program for that matter, is do be careful what you post. This week alone, actually, I think it was just a couple of days ago, there was a guy in Kalispell, Montana. This is a place, a snowboarding resort, not that far from Whitefish, sort of south of Calgary in the United States of America. And he was fined some money after he and his friend posted a video of them snowboarding with a moose. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, the moose didn't have a snowboard on. But the video, which features a Whitefish High School student, Hunter Lemarue, and his friend was posted recently, just chasing a moose while snowboarding. They put as the title. They also went on to say, no big deal, when they posted it on Facebook and on YouTube. But officials from the National Forest Service didn't really see it that way. A spokesman said, we have the regulations about harassing wildlife. These kids are clearly snowboarding after the moose and scaring it to an inch of its life. A citation was issued to the snowboarder who was chasing the moose. Yeah, he got he got a $250 fine. And I looked this video up, and at first it's quite comical seeing a moose running away from two people snowboarding, and you think, no, I'm not sure that's really good for the moose. It's absolutely scared senselessly at the end of it, so I'm glad they got a fine. The weird thing about the video is they held back the identity of the moose, which I don't understand at all. The moose has got a blurred out face. Either that or I was watching it incredibly drunk at the time. But yeah, the moose is blurred out in the video if you care to look for it. I don't know if it was a minor moose. You know, you do get underage moose. And or maybe it was a relocated moose, you know, under a witness protection scheme. Maybe a former bank robber of a moose. I don't know. Maybe it was a model, you know. You've got to pay for the rights. I've seen an attractive moose or two, if that's not an oxymoron. certainly moronic. 9:21 is the time. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to News Talk 1010. We're going to talk about that wonderful device that we all definitely need. We really definitely do know that we do, though, which is the digital pedestal for an iPad. So you can poo and surf your iPad. Isn't the world great?
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yeah, you are. And it's a pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure, never a chore. I don't know what's happening to the world, but we're obviously so obsessed with the internet that we can't possibly be without it for a few minutes, which is why, I mean, I'll be honest, I've been known to use my phone on the toilet. I'm going to put that out there right now. Sometimes I use my my boxer shorts as a hammock to hold the iPhone when I've finished. I do the necessaries, and then I put everything back together, and the iPhone presses against my gentleman's excuse me. Which is in some ways nice, particularly if it's ringing at the time. But in other ways, somewhat sad. I think definitely a bit sad. So I am one of those people that enjoys a little bit of texting on the loo. I don't usually let the people know. And if you're phoning, you should never flush, should you? You should walk off. You can usually put the phone next to your neck and wash your hands. That usually works. But don't flush, because they know what's going on. Or if you do, a little tip for you, pour a cup of water down before flushing, and then they think at least it's just a pee. But you don't want to let them know the juicy bit, if you know what I mean. Right, so there is an invention. You're not going to believe where it's from. United States of America. That's weird, isn't it? Not a nation known for sitting and not doing much. Good evening, America. By the way, I can say this because I've got a beer belly. So yeah, believe me, I'm a bus ride from perfect. It's a... What is it? I've lost the review. Oh, there it is. It's called the CTA Digital Pedestal Stand for your toilet paper and iPad. And it's available on Amazon.com. And what I was really interested in is the product reviews. I love people's reviews of these things. First question. How stable is the base? Said someone in Montana. Very sturdy. I find it easier for typing, someone else said. Should you be doing that? Someone else said the base is weighted and stable. On flat surfaces, it's fine. On thick carpet, you better twist the iPad opposite of the paper holder or it might tilt over. Now, there's a man that takes this all very seriously. But my favourite was a review of a woman called Debbie McTide. And she refers to this device. And just to give you an idea of what this device looks like, imagine a music stand. You remember when you used to annoy everyone in every house near you by attempting to learn either the violin or the recorder when you're a child, and you briefly had a music stand? Well, that, imagine that, but it holds an iPad. And imagine halfway down, there's a dispenser for your TP. Yeah? Your tickets. One of the reviews from Debbie McTide, and maybe we could get some cheesy music for this, goes a bit like this. The review. Women usually have such a problem admitting that we have certain bathroom needs. Most of us would prefer no one knew if we produced a number two. For those with irritable bowel syndrome, life stops when the gurgling starts. I found the solution with the aid of this product and a few theatre backdrops. No more missing important meetings while stuck in the cold and on the lonely throne. I dress in a business suit and Skype. Maybe I'll pitch to the boss while taking care of business of an entirely different matter at the same time. And no one is the wiser. All they see is me, a smart pinstripe Armani, wearing suited lady, maybe with the Empire State behind me. If only they knew what was really going on back there. After my telecommute to work, I pull the backdrop down and the Velcro releases, put in the new picture of New York City and puts me in a beautiful park. A quick half costume change, for which I stand to keep my legs from falling asleep. It's important to stand occasionally. Then I'm running through lines with my community theatre friends. To pee or not to pee is no longer a question. I didn't spend all that money on the Shatner School of Acting to be deprived of my chance to tread the boards. Rather than strapping myself into an adult diaper for rehearsal, I just phone it in Big Willy style and save the depends for opening night. The digital pedestal and I have our routine perfectly synchronized. The backdrops are not included with the purchase, but I do know an old drama teacher that can hook you up. I'm dealing with my irritable bowel syndrome and raising my hand in an online classroom simultaneously because I have the answer. Back to Skype and it's a Parisian backdrop. I'm flirting with mi amor over a red or perhaps white wine. Maybe over a tablecloth. Granted, it's not a TV tray and we're talking in real life. When my girls want to go clubbing, one of them takes along an iPhone. I sit on my throne doing my business and pretend I'm in the club as well. My top gets skimpy and I dim the lights and let my glow rings and bracelets shine. Sometimes I hang a mini mirror ball from the roll holder and the party gets cray-a-a-z. We jam out and sway, not jump, sway to the boom of the techno music. Jump around can be very difficult. There is no booty shake in this personal porcelain adventure, but the benefits are plenty and the nasty byproducts can be flushed, quite literally. If a creep wants to get flirty, I simply tell the girls I'll give them a holler later and sign out. Thank you to the CTA Digital Pedestal Stand for iPod with roll holder. You have let me live again. And we are a station that does advertising, and I think we just gave them a good shout. Someone else said about this stand, I can't tell you how much the quality of my life has improved. Often I would poop and in the heat of the moment blindly grab my iPad and start wiping. What a mess. And with AppleCare, apparently that doesn't count as an act of God. I disagree, and I've written to the Vatican for clarification. So there you go. We are the laziest species, in case there was any doubt about that. We are a pathetic bunch of idiots wandering around on a big circle trying to find ourselves, and in the meantime using bizarre products. By the way, this whole show is coming from the toilet. I'm just... yeah, let's move on. I've got a question for you, and I want your thoughts on this. 416-872-1010, because this show wouldn't work without you. And here's my question. Is it rude to ask where someone is from? Is it rude to ask where someone is from? It's as simple as that. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. I did mention this very briefly the other day, and I'll just do this story very quickly. I run a canvas print company. I print people's pictures on canvases when I'm not talking about toilets on the radio. That's what I do. It's called MrPhotoCanvas.com for all your canvas printing needs. MrPhotoCanvas.com. Quick ad there. But that's what I do. Guy came in the other day, and he had an Eastern European accent, and I asked him where he was from, and he said, Markham. And I said, well, obviously you're not from Markham, although ultimately I can appreciate that you now live there and may have done for the last 10 years. And he got quite annoyed with me and said, I told you I'm from Markham. Then his wife, this is what really threw me, his wife said, where are you from? Are you from England or Australia? Which is a question I get a lot, weirdly. And I said, I'm from England. And I said, where are you from? She also had the same Eastern European accent as her husband. She said, none of your business. So how is that okay that she can ask me and I can't ask her? So I wanted to ask, is it rude to ask where someone is from? I don't think it is. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't mind when people ask me. I mean, it gets a bit boring, you know, and that some people say the most idiotic things, like, where are you from? And I say, oh, I'm from London. And they're like, oh, my friend John lives in Liverpool, John Bulmer. And you're like, oh, please don't tell me you actually want me to say whether I know him. 64 million people? Of course not. That happens. We all get that when we go away, right? Particularly you Canadians, because you go away. Where are you from? Canada. Whereabouts? Toronto. Is that the one? Is that, do you know Steve in Vancouver? Shut up! So I understand that we all get that. But is it rude? So I put this on my Facebook, and I said, is it rude to ask where someone's from? And I'm asking you now, 416-872-1010. Steph said, I don't mind telling people where I'm from. I also don't mind telling people where to go. Nice. Smooth, Steph. Denise says, I have no problem telling people where I'm from. I met some nice people that way. Chris says, I say for the second moon of the largest planet in the smallest galaxy. And then I tell them I'm from Ottawa. Similar. Joan says, I just say a star out there in the distant galaxy. You'll never understand, but they have great coffee. Okay. I mean, you can freak people out, that might work. Judy says, no, I don't mind at all, because usually, based on the whole 6 degrees of separation thing, we often have someone, or at least something, in common based on geography, she says. I don't know where any of these people are from, by the way. Too scared to ask now. Someone says, no, never. I live in Timmins, Ontario. Whatever it is, you need to get over it. No, it's not me, mate. I don't mind. I'm all right with it. What else we got? Always proud to say that I'm an Aussie. I know some English people like to say they're British instead of English, says Charles. You should be proud to say you're an Aussie because you beat the pants off us at the cricket the other day. Well done, you. Sean Stone said, I've never had a problem with telling people where I'm from. I'm from Newfoundland and Labrador and proud. Jeremy says, this is the first one that's contrary. says, I tell people I'm from my mum's vagina. How dare people ask where I'm from? It's got nothing to do with them. Oh, that's friendly. I get it if you're like a taxi driver, because they get that, oh, young and St. Clair, all right, do you want me to go this way? Yeah, where are you from? Oh, for God's sake. You know, I get that. Bit boring, maybe, but it's not offensive, is it? Jeremy says, oh, no, I've done him. Not physically. Fiona says, I get tired of telling people why I came to Canada. It's such a boring story. She doesn't tell me this story. I will assume that it is boring. So there you go. Text me, 71010. I don't mind. Do you mind? And let's assume that you're from Toronto. The same question applies if you're away. Do you mind, Elliot?
If people ask me where I'm from?
Yeah, if people ask you where you're from.
Not at all.
No. It's all right, isn't it?
I think it's fine. I'm fine with it. I'll tell them anyone what they want to know.
What was freaky, though, is I thought maybe it's not me, so I looked it up, and I typed into Google, is it rude to ask where someone's from? And there's like 300 people have asked on Yahoo questions the same question.
Wow.
And some people say yes. Someone says here, yeah, it is. What's it got to do with you? You need to keep to your own business. Well, then in that case, why do we even bother with any conversation?
Maybe there's a quasi-legal issue happening. Maybe they're not here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can people hear you, by the way? Because it's
gonna, yes, they can. Yes,
right,
they can.
It's going to be a bit weird if they can't hear you. It's just going to be me having a small argument with myself. We'll take a couple of calls in a minute. 416-872-1010 when we come back from break.
You're tuned in to the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
All right. The question here is it rude to ask where someone is from? I think absolutely not, but there are quite a few people that say that it is. It's rude if you're, I don't know, monk and you've taken a vow of silence, perhaps. Might be inappropriate, but surely we have the right to ask our fellow brethren where they're from, even if it's casual. I don't mind at all. It's a bit boring sometimes, but don't get offended by it. So the question is it rude to ask where someone is from? First text, didn't leave a name, but said, no, certainly not rude, but my girlfriend is a foreigner in our country, and you have to understand that every time she meets someone new, the moment she opens her mouth and starts talking, the next question is, where are you from? I do understand that. Yeah. Let's take your calls, 416-872-1010. We'll start with Kyle. Kyle, is it rude to ask where someone is from?
It's not rude, but I don't like telling people.
Oh, really? Why not?
I'm from Windsor, Ontario. Known for being the worst place in Ontario.
Is it as bad as people say it is? Because it has got a bit of a bad rap.
Like, I tell people I'm from Windsor and they go, ugh.
Did you used to go away for the weekend to Detroit, to a nice place?
You ever heard of the guy that swam there?
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, he got drunk and swam to Detroit and then swam back. That's like a typical Windsor Friday night for you, I guess.
Wow. How long would that take?
I don't know, 45 minutes, depending how drunk you are.
And highly advisable drunk. So you don't like telling people where you're from because you're from a place that you're not entirely proud of, by all accounts?
No. It's known for being across from Detroit. What kind of reputation is that?
Thanks a lot, Carl. Take care, mate.
Later.
Cheers. 416-872-1010. Oh, poor old Windsorians. Windsorians? Windsorobies? Poor them. Cuddles, that's a weird name, says, if you phrase it something like, can I ask you where you're from? I can't place the accent. That should normally be fine. It prevents the confusion about why you would be needing to ask. And a lot of times people are proud of their accents. Me, I don't think I have an accent, she says. I was born in East Sussex, England. Hey, that's where I'm from. But other people say there is one. Just can't work out what it is. All right, this is this age-old idiotic problem that isn't a problem, where everyone thinks they haven't got an accent. Right, everyone's got an accent. It's all relative, right? So if you think you haven't got an accent and then you're in Africa, you'd have an accident. No, you wouldn't have an accident. You might do, depending on how you were driving and what was going on, but you would have an accent. It's not okay if the person is black, because then it's obvious. Africa, said someone. Someone who may have overlooked that there are many other continents where you can find black people, my friend. I'm fairly confident of that. Right. There's another one. I don't know. Oh, no, I don't know. Somehow we've woken up the racists. Oh, no. Put them back in their box. Oh, God, this was never supposed to happen. Oh, it's Pandora's box. Don't text racist stuff. First of all, it's just... You know what I hate about racism, apart from anything else? I mean, it's obvious what I hate about racism. But I don't know what the overall achievement is. Because I'm just going to get out of your cab if I'm in it. I'm not going to talk to you if I'm in a pub. I'm never going to go, oh, yeah! Yeah, I like racists. It's brilliant. And there can't be... You must be a very lonely person to be a racist nowadays. Because you don't often say something racist and people come in from other rooms and go, good point! Usually it just leaves a terribly awkward and painful and well-deserved silence. So there you are. We are going to, just to really combat racism in the ultimate way, we're going to be looking at the worst rap songs of all time and the fastest ever rap songs of all time. And I'm going to attempt, because I am very aware that I'm quite critical of nearly everything, I'm going to attempt to rap my own song. And that way... that way we can all have a good laugh when I fall apart and we realise that actually rapping is quite difficult. Let's just take another quick call here. Who's on line one? Have we got line one? Oh, he's getting his name. Oh, I see. Our call screener is... do we like him? Stick him on. Oh, there you go. He asked why I'm not speaking English and hung up on me. There you go. There's the racist. Last time I checked, I am from the country that invented it. All right, we'll be back in a minute right here on News Talk 1010.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hello, good evening. Nice to be here. All right, moving on. We did get a couple of calls on that. Most people just saying, yeah, you know what, get over it. There's no reason to worry about people that are so uptight that they get worried about not saying where they're from. Yeah, I agree. Hear, hear. All right, let's move on. I want to talk very briefly about a project that I'm doing and maybe you can help me with. I'm just going to throw it out there very quickly. My name is Vinny White. I work here on News Talk 1010 and I'm a radio presenter and I would also do occasional pieces of TV. I'm filming a documentary in Nicaragua. And I'll be leaving in mid-February and coming back at the end of March. So it's quite a long trip, probably about five or six weeks. And I won't bore you with the details of the documentary, but it should be a really interesting road trip around Nicaragua. And the concept is that I want to go down and try and help some people, do some stuff. So it's quite a feel-good kind of program, and it should be good fun to film. It's also a very cheap place to film and a good excuse to get away from the cold for a bit. So... we're not entirely sure what will happen to this show. We know that it's going to keep going. Don't worry about that. I might even be able to quite literally phone it in from Nicaragua, but we're yet to go get all the details on that. One thing I would like to ask, though, is if you can help me, and if you'd like to come with me to Nicaragua, if you know a film crew, if you are a film crew, if you know someone that has some equipment and would like to pop down for a little bit. So anyone that wants to get involved, if you own land in Nicaragua, if you own a hostel in Nicaragua, if you want to help us out, make this documentary, it would be really helpful. Even in a small or a big way, as I say, you can actually join us and come down with us if you think you can help. Or perhaps you just know someone that's got a hostel there that we should go and check out and have a few beers with him. Either way, it'd be great to hear from you. The best way to get hold of me is through my website. And my website is vinnywhite.co.uk. Or you can just Google Vinny White. And I think I'm number one. I usually am. I check myself every day. No, I don't. So Vinny White is the answer there. And so that would be great. If you can help me out with that, it would be lovely. Now then, meanwhile, in rather, let's face it, somewhat colder climates here, we are in a situation... Actually, should we forget this? I was going to do the story about the girl that stuck to the flagpole. Let's do it really quickly. Just play a tiny bit of the clip and then we'll move on because we haven't got a lot of time. Do it.
You can chalk this up to a good old-fashioned childhood curiosity. Maddie Gilmartin was helping her dad in Thursday's snowstorm when she got this sudden urge to stick her tongue to the flagpole. It took seconds for her to realize it was a big mistake.
It was nerve-wracking.
In Maddie Gilmartin's story, there's no sinister triple dog dare, just a daring idea.
It just kind of popped into my head, hey, what would happen if I stuck my tongue to a flagpole? And at the moment, I was like, oh, it'll come right off.
It didn't.
I'm stuck here in the middle of our yard, just trying to get help.
With her dad snow plowing at the end of the driveway, her mom inside, Maddie tried pulling.
I see her standing at the flagpole, her arms are waving, and I'm not quite sure what's going on until I get closer.
I was like, did I seriously just do that to myself? Like, did I really just do that?
She tried to pull her tongue off of it as soon as it happened, and that's what made it bleed.
I had my hands cupped, I was blowing, breathing on her lips and her tongue.
Maddie says it feels like a gang of bees battled with her lips. While you may be asking, why did she do this? Maddie's never seen A Christmas Story, so she had no idea about that infamous flagpole scene. But like any good story, there's a happy ending here and a lesson learned.
She found out the hard way, and that's what we all do. We all do things in life that we might regret.
Just think before you do something.
And while waiting for EMS to arrive, Maddie's parents had to use warm water to free her. They wrapped her up in warm clothes and rushed her to the ER. The swelling in her mouth is expected to last about 6 weeks.
So there you go, a lesson to all of us that we're just about to do that. But I mean, it's quite funny, but it's also amazing that that is newsworthy in the United States of America. And we wonder why they're sometimes a little bit overshadowed when it comes to global events, because that is the content on their news networks. Well done, you. Okay, now, there's one thing the United States of America and Canada, and dare I say even Britain, has given us. It's some terrible rap music. And this is the worst rap songs in the world, as voted. Now, I'm not saying I agree with all of these. It was a music magazine that came up with this, and let's see if we agree. We start with number 10 of the worst rap songs of all time. I think it's Lil Wayne with Lollipop.
So sweet, I wanna lick the rapper. So I let her lick the rapper. She lick me like a lollipop. She lick me like a lollipop.
Lil Wayne there, licking. Well, he's not licking anything, she's licking him like a. Well, like a lollipop. So much auto-tune there. It sounds like someone's actually rammed a harmonica in his bottom. We should blame Cher for the start of that. This is Lil Boozy. And the track is called Wipe Me Down. Yes. Lil Boozy there with Wipe Me Down. I used to live next to a small child who used to scream out of his out of the bathroom window, "Mom, I'm done. Can you come and wipe me down?" I wonder if that was the motivation. Lil Wayne here. This is Phone Home. This is where science fiction and hip hop come together in what can only be described as a complete car crash. Turn it up a bit. Nice. This is Soulja Boy. One of the worst rap songs of all time, apparently voted. This track is Get Silly. Which I don't think is that bad so far. I could get down to this. I could move my bossy, whatever it is the cool kids say. Yeet. I mean, it's quite boring, but it's not that bad. It's like white noise, really, to me, that. Let's move on to T-Pain. This is Shorty.
Yeet.
Yeah, again, a bit over auto-tune. Sounds like it's been... I don't know why they don't just bother getting the Apple voice. Get Siri to sing a song now. We've lost any possible ability of talent, so we've just feed it through a computer. Why not just cut out the middleman? Now, here's someone that should never be put on this list. This is Snoop Dogg. She gonna get hers before I... Love the lyrics on this. I'm gonna take it slow. I'm not gonna rush the stroll. So she can get a sexual eruption. So I can get a sexual eruption. Snoop Dogg there getting a sexual eruption, which is nice. And now, surely this is a classic. This shouldn't be on there. I like this. And I like Snoop normally, but Vanilla Ice does get bad rap probably for being a bit of a wally. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon.
daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Don't you even shake it all night, wow.
From there, number two, I think we're on now, Soldier Boy. This is called, she's got a what? Oh, she's got a donk. Donk, by the way, I looked this up because I'm not that down with the kids, as you may imagine. And apparently a donk is an abbreviation for a badonkadonk. So that clears that up. A bottom. A derriere.
Donk, donk, watch her hit the flow. I like the way she move and the way she snap the rope.
Saying there, she's got a donk and watch it hit the floor. Must be one hell of a donk. Need a donk bra for that. This has to be probably my worst track. This is Soldier Boy with What's Hanninin' In. What's Hanninin' In? When I started listening to dance music, my mum and dad would often come into my room and say, oh my God, is the record stuck? Now I know how they felt. And this is Soldier Boy as well. He gets a really bad rap in that, isn't it? Oh, pardon the pun. that was actually accidental. He gets a bad rap in this. He gets one, two, three, four tracks of the worst rap songs of all time are down to Soulja Boy. I like this. Down with this. Next week, by the way, we're going to do the fastest raps ever. We haven't got time for it now. Can you just do the first tiny little bit of it? Sounds like he keeps saying beep. That's Young Blaze. He does 344 words in a minute. Is how it sounds to me. So we'll do that next week. But I realise I'm very critical and I'm a dubious, perhaps sceptical and pessimistic man at times. And it's very easy to be critical. So I decided that I would do a rap song for you to finish the show and to show you that it is hard. And but I'm digging back to my archives in the United Kingdom. 1992, and it was the Stereo MCs with a great track called Creation. And I'm going to attempt to do karaoke. Take it away. Creation, Stereo MCs. Okay, I sent it to you. Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, you might have just dodged the bullet, Toronto. I believe our... have you got it? Oh, that's amazing. I genuinely was going to do that. All right, so he's going to get it on YouTube. This is the professional way of doing it. All right, skip the first minute, and then I'm going to have a go, okay? All right, turn it up. All right, 1992, it's a good year. This is what I grew up in the hip-hop world. Give me no slack and I'll bring it right back. Cause I'm done chilling back, I'm done to attack. Cause I'm like that, exactly like that. As if I slip, there's no excuse for that. I get deep but I can't control. Cause the road is steep and full of pit holes. Cheap and nasty sophistication. But all I'm seeing is pure creation. A soul salvation, a civilization. Congregating in another dimension. Don't ask me why I don't understand it. It's just the way nature planned it. Also with a slight Manchester accent there that I've thrown in. Keep it up, I'll try and do another verse. If your ears are bleeding, it's perfectly normal. You're suddenly reaching for some of the sharper objects in the kitchen. Again, perfectly normal. Try to get through it with me. Here we go. I used to love these guys. Who knew that an Englishman could rap? It's to a hair's breadth. How are we going to do it? You want to look, but you knew it, you blew it. Out of proportion, no, don't think so. This thing's bigger than both of us, so drop your anchor, weigh your thoughts. Like megaton bombs dropping on your front porch. A real summer breeze, that's gonna be. But they don't exist and neither do we.
I'm talking about creation. I'm talking about relations. I'm talking about creation. We need a combination. So don't lose track when the ones Tremors as constant sax attacks. Dark blue ash just playing close sax. Hard facts, kept under wraps. Scared to originate to let your head be axed. Cause all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put but two together again. My friend, my brother, my foe, my ego. My mother, my father, my pride, my pride. You lied, I can see it in your eyes. Improvised, watch your spirit rise.
Woo! Right, I'm going for a lie down. Probably have a quick beer first. Someone said, you sound like the streets. I'll take it. That's complimentary. I was thinking I sound like something else being with us. It's been an absolute blast. A weird one, nonetheless. My name's Vinnie White. You can get podcasts of this show at vinniewhite.co.uk. I'll be back probably next week, I think. I think that's the plan. Have yourself a wonderful week. Look out for the adverse weather conditions. Give yourself a bit of extra time tomorrow. Take care, all right? That's the name of the game. See you later.